The Iranian government has again denied the country's use of nuclear resources to manufacture nuclear weapons. The Iranian ambassador to Ghana, Mohamed Soleimani, stated this at a reception in Accra as part of activities marking the 33rd anniversary of the victory of the country's revolution. He said the country uses its nuclear energy for peaceful purposes under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency and not for hegemony over other countries. Here's a report by Yaya Kwama.
The observation of the day follows an uprising in 1977 that toppled the then Iranian leader and the subsequent establishment of the Islamic Republic political system with 99.8% votes in a referendum. The ambassador of the Republic of Iran to Ghana, Mohamed Soleimani, said Iran believes that the use of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes is the right of all nations. He said the monopolistic policy of some countries with respect to supervising Iran's nuclear program has unjustifiably put pressure on the country in terms of threats, sanctions, boycott, embargo, and assassination of nuclear scientists.
The Islamic Republic of Iran believes that the use of nuclear energy for peaceful purpose, right of all nations, and this energy shall not be mobilized by those countries who wish to impose their hegemony, monopolistic policy of some of countries. In this respect, has failed Iran with unjustifiable political and economic pressure via means of trade, sanctions, boycott, embargo, and assassination of nuclear scientists based on the sublime teaching of Islam. The Islamic Republic of Iran basically opposed the massacre of people and use of weapons of mass destruction, and these types of weapons have no place in its military and defensive doctrine.
Mr. Soleimani said his government hopes to further strengthen its ties with Ghana. The Minister of Transport, Alhaji Collins Dauda, commended the Iranian government for investing in the country in the areas of health, education, and offering assistance in the form of grants. Present at the function was former President Rawlings and his wife Nana Kunedu, ministers of state, members of the diplomatic corps, and some religious leaders.
A report by Yaya Kwamwa.